Blog Talk Radio.
It's a new thing that's sweeping the land when you don't know which way to go. The answer is Jesus and Elevation Radio.
God bless you. This is Elevation Radio 1. And I'm your host, Pastor Steve, the music man. Maybe someone called me Miracle Man. And this is a particular journey. This is the program that spotlights positive people doing positive work while serving a positive God. I love it so much. Whose name is Jesus. And to every witch that I've just said that to, this is what you got to bow down to. Now, the subject matter today is Profile of a Prophet. Profile of a prophet. Are there any holy men left? Meet Prophet Michael Donovan. 2 Peter 1, verse 20 and 21 gives the guidelines for the prophecy, true prophecy, counsel, and vessels. Holy men of God, as they were influenced by the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. Some celebrated prophets prophesy out of hidden agendas, ego, manipulation, and greed. But we know them better as false prophets or witches. Today, however, we will talk with a serious prophet of God, Prophet Michael Dunn, who will pull back the spiritual curtain. If you need encouragement, if you need hope and correction, you can call this number, 1-914-205-5353. But before I get heavy spiritually, let me go to the most beautiful part of the program. That is my lovely wife, First Lady Leora Queen.
Amen. Knowing this, that first no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of God, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
That's heavy. Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So we got one today.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Could you say that again?
We have a holy man of God, and we're looking at this before we get into the said prophet. And a prophet is a person who receives and transmits a revelation from God, God's mouthpiece. And so we're talking to God's mouthpiece today. Prophet Michael Dunn, how are you, sir?
Praise God. God bless you, Pastor Steve. We just thank God. That's a powerful subject we're dealing with. We're in an age where there's a lot of things going on in the church, false prophets, spirit of divination, witchcraft, sorcery, hexes. And it's sad to say that a lot of times within the church, we got people that are copycatting different ministries as far as prophets. There's a lot of prophets within called out prophets that are called to the nation. There are different prophets that are called, you know, to regions, territories, and nations. And then there's prophets that are called to specific people. So that we generalize and we see, you know, because we found that in the book of Samuel where there was the school of the prophets. I don't know if anybody know about the school of the prophets where that Samuel, he was actually teaching the manner of teaching the prophets how to operate in the ministry. And we are lacking within the structure of the church. But even in that, we are so caught up in agenda. And it's a large subject, prophets. And then sometimes people think that they're prophets, but they're not prophets. It doesn't mean because you are functioning and operating in the church that you're a prophet, or because you prophesy, it doesn't mean that you're a prophet. You know, when we go to the scripture and we talk about the fivefold ministry, we talk about, you know, some apostles, some prophets, some teachers, some evangelists are the fivefold ministry. And then we look at the 12th chapter of Corinthians, the first Corinthians 12 chapter, it talks about the gifts of the Spirit. And then we look at Romans. There's a broad subject when you're dealing with the prophets. And there are a lot of, you know, within the church, people think because they prophesy that they're a prophet. A prophet is one that has been called by God. And one of the scriptures that we can look at, several passages of scripture, Pastor Steve, that how holy men, they were moved by the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit operates in the kingdom. And, you know, Jesus began to teach, he said, feet upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. But as we look at, as we view the operation of the Holy Spirit, of the working of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the one that delegates the fivefold ministry. So that subject, because a lot of times, what God is doing, God is restoring the prophetic mantle of the prophet or the office of the prophet. A prophet is one that has a close, that has the heart of God, but he is the one that he's, you have all types of prophets. And Jeremiah was a prophet. He was a prophet. He was not a prophet that was well-liked. But at that time when Jeremiah was called, if you go into the first chapter of Jeremiah, and I'm really sensing God's moving, even where we're talking about the prophets, false prophets, how do you know when a prophet, or how do you know the difference between a prophet or the spiritual gifts that are in the church? You got the word of knowledge, you got the word of wisdom, and then you got the gift of prophecy. But the gift of prophecy, and as far as the Spirit, that the Holy Ghost is the one that gives out the gifts. It says, as the Spirit of God will. And we may get into that if we have the time, but I just want to read some of the scriptures that when the Lord was speaking to Jeremiah, and he spoke to him so profound. And it says, and the word of the Lord came to me saying, I have formed you in the womb, and I knew you before you were born. And I consecrated you, and I appointed you a prophet to the nation, a prophet to the nation. This is a perfect example of, it doesn't, people think because you are, that you're in the church and you give a prophetic word, because there's a word of knowledge, there's a word of wisdom, but that does not mean that's the office of the prophet. A prophet is the office, just like a bishop. A bishop does not operate in the office. He can, the Holy Spirit can move, but a bishop is one that is a desire, just like a deacon. That's a desire. But when we come to the fivefold ministry, we in the body of Christ, I'm going to be real with you, Pastor Steve, that we are so out of line. We're so out of joint that, you know, God been dealing with me about proper order, divine alignment. It's so much craziness that's going in the church. And if you really get into the depths of the study of the word of God, and then look up prophet, what is the word prophet? What is the mantle? What is the characteristic of a prophet? And we got so much chaos in the church that and we're seeing things that in the internet, people are getting and familiar spirits and calling it, you know, that is the Lord. And we have to understand that within the Holy Spirit, it says the discernment. That's why the scripture says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit by the Spirit, whether it be of God. Well, how do you try the Spirit by the Spirit? You got to get in the Word. You got to realize that, you know, and especially when you're called to a prophet, or one that is called out, separated, you know. And you know, we can go in so many places when we talk on the office of the prophet and the operating of the prophet. What is his a prophet is a seer. They called them a seer whenever they were kings in position, you know. And then it was prophets that they didn't want. Of course, Jeremiah was a weeping prophet. They didn't want to hear. The government didn't hear him. But, you know, he was just in a difficult place. That prophet is not, that office is not really accepted. And, you know, one of the things that we need to understand within this reign, you know, I really sense the move of the Holy Spirit today, this subject and where we are. And the prophet is a crucial part because of the end time, because we're in the end time. And, you know, people want to hear things that are very itchy to the ears. When Paul was writing to the church, he said, you know, men have a form of godliness, deny the power of, and they're having itching ears. You know, so the truth is that God is raising, they're prophets right now. I'm sensing really the power of God. They are prophets that have been hidden. They're prophets right now that we don't even know about, but they're hidden in the earth, because one of the things that we're really facing as the prophet or the apostle, the teacher, the prophet and the apostle, they are foundational operation in the kingdom, you know. And so we have to discern, we have to understand, you know, the operation of the Holy Spirit. Okay. You know, we're living in a nation right now that is totally under judgment because of the things that are happening within our nation. So a prophet is called to bring people to a place of repentance.
I got to stop you there because two things happened. Every word was true and found. I have callers on the line, so I have to get to them. And I also, you didn't answer my question. I said, who is Prophet Michael Dunn? And your love and your office of prophecy was so insightful, so powerful. You just began to speak and expound, hit the church. And we still don't know who is Michael Dunn, because before you were a prophet, you were a man. And you were also a pastor, aren't you?
Well, we, you know, one of the things that I'm actually in the fivefold ministry, you know, Pastor Steve, you know me back when first started into the church, and I didn't know when I started Mount Calvary Holy Temple Church under Bishop Carlisle Williams, Dr. Amanda Williams. I didn't know about prophets. I didn't know about the prophet. I didn't know I wasn't raised in the church. I was outside the church. But when I came into the church, it was strange to me, and I didn't know what my place is in the body of Christ. I didn't call myself a prophet. I wouldn't look to be a prophet. But, you know, I must say this to bring a balance in the body of Christ. We have got so caught up in those gifts, and I need to say this to balance it out, but then I will elaborate what it is, because I don't like to put my name out there, prophet, because we got so many people that are caught up in the title, that the title of the apostle, the prophet, it became an idol. And it became, we begin to worship the title, and we are missing it because we're making, you know, and thank God the Bible said give it honor to honor, and it's good. But we need, at this time, we need to begin to focus on lifting up Jesus, because people are so caught up. But as far as me called as a prophet of the Lord just began to reveal to me things that I was seeing, things that he was giving me. And it categorized in so many, a broad scale. When I started off in the ministry, I started off, you know, hitting prisons, hitting the streets, you know, putting up tent ministries and, you know, reaching out to the lost. And then we begin to call out I'm a twin, which my brother, he started as a prophet, and then we started operating. The Lord just started, because apostolic and prophetic the prophet, the matter of the prophet in my life is God would give me things and I would look and I would give that word of knowledge prophetically, and it would be so accurate and precise, and the time that the Lord will gave me a word, and it was so profound. But I didn't know, I didn't understand the prophetic or apostolic, because you got the prophetic, which is that's the foundation, and apostolic. So you have two different things operating, because the apostle and the prophet, they are foundational ministry. Because those are the levels in the high source. Come to find myself, you're in ministry in as a prophet. I didn't call myself a prophet. That's why I read the scriptures when Jeremiah said, God said, I formed you when you was in, I knew you, and before you were born. And he said, I consecrated you and I appointed you to a nation. And this is what he said, all right, Lord. He laughed and he said, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I'm a youth. And you know what, Pastor Steve? Uh-huh. Most people that are called to you want to say something?
No, before I go. Listening.
Okay,
I have to get to my caller, sir.
Okay, go ahead and get to your call.
Okay. All right, let's hear. This is very interesting, though. Elevation Radio 1. Elevation Radio 1, can we help you? Caller 443-651. Alrighty, Elevation Radio 1, thank you for calling. How can I help you? Okay, for area code 443-986, I'm talking to you directly. Okay, I said, okay, we have people who just want to listen on the phone. Oh, got another one. Here we go. All right, code 443-762, talking directly to you. Welcome to Elevation Radio 1. How can we help you?
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Oh, my goodness. Let the heavens drop. I can't believe it. Prophet Dunn, it is our ongoing celebrity co-host, Dr. Leroy McKenzie Jr., has been inspired. He called in. Incredible. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good. I got the notification about the topic and everything like that. And I can't find it, but I don't know. I thought it was through my messenger, but I know I wanted to listen to the show this evening because it was going to be a good. I knew it was going to be a good show talking about the church. So I'm here.
Yes, sir.
I'm here listening.
Okay. Do you want to ask him a question before you listen?
Say that again.
Do you want to ask a guest question?
No. I'm just listening.
Okay.
I'll chime in if I can.
All right. So I know you will. All right, Prophet Dunn. If you agree with me, I wrote a book by Prophet Rodney S. Walker years ago. My mama had died and I was not feeling too well. And sat in his room and read a book he wrote called The 21st Century Prophet. And I got into a passage of the book that said, if you're not ready to be the most despised, unloved, unappreciated, rejected, and person on the planet, you cannot be God's prophet. And I got mad. I didn't do like you did. You probably accepted it. I got mad. I threw the book against this wall. And I said, good, because I'm having a problem trying to be a pastor. It took me a long time to get there. Sure, I am trying to be a prophet. Pray for me. However, God calls him. He chooses. And he said, you said from Jeremiah, he chose him in a womb. What that means, it's not controversial, what that means is no woman has a right, unless, sexually assaulted, to even then child if God is appointing prophets in the womb? That means he knows them. He knows the embryo. He knows what's going on. So who are you to do something different? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Prophet Dunn. Go ahead, take from here.
But you know, that when it, even if you want to go in that dimension, because you, that level of spiritual of warfare, because we got to understand we are in time. This is a prophetic hour, an apostolic, a prophetic hour, and there we call it spiritual warfare. And you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness. And as you said, the prophet or the church or where is the church at this time? Or what church mean? If you look at the word church, it means ecclesia, means called out. The church has been set apart, and that ecclesia called out. And we have to understand that this is a time that there's a shaking. If you look at Haggai, second chapter, that you know, this was happened in the last few years, that a lot of times we think that when a prophet comes with a word, it's not a word that's going to be popular, because that prophet is the one that has to stay at the altar. He has to stay before the Lord. Any office that that's operating in the church, the apostle, prophet, pastor, but mainly the prophet is the one that speaks the heart of God, or he speaks he's the mouthpiece of God. And as you said, Pastor Stephen, you heard that the 21st century church, that the rejection of the prophet is not a popular word. When God gives you a word that is a rebelling nation, if you look at the different prophets, if you look at Isaiah, was an eagle eye prophet, where he was the prophet that foreseen accurately that he seen the coming of the Messiah, or Jesus, the Lord, the sovereign God. And he began to get in detail and depths. But, you know, it's so profound. I know I'm going twofold when you're dealing with the prophet of Isaiah, when he began to get the call. He got the call, and, you know, he was in a place as Jeremiah, because he was a young man. He was a prophet, but he was young. He said, whoa, God, you calling me? No, God, when God said something, whoa, he means what he said. And you can run, you can't get around it, because and see, you're dealing with a level which is the, and if we get into another subject, that at this time, Pastor Steve, even God is giving a word right now, there's a shaking to the nations. He said, I'm shaking the heavens and I'm shaking the earth. But that word came from a minor prophet. It wasn't a major prophet, but there was a minor prophet that gave a word and said, God, how do you see the house? So we talked about Sunday and his first glory. And God said, I'm shaking the heavens and the earth. God is getting this nation attention. God is getting the nation, what's going on, Russia, what's going on right now, wars, rooms, and war. But God would always send a warning. God is sending a warning to our nation. And so it categorized, there's levels and there's the heights, but we have to understand the working of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does that, is the administration, the governmental gifts, the operation of the Holy Spirit, or the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in full operation. And so when we look and we categorize those offices of the spiritual gifts within the body of Christ, if you look at, and it's so craziness in the church that it's a lot of things out of order. The Corinthian church, I know I'm going all over, but the Corinthian church was a gifted church. They were prophesying, they were out of order. And Paul had to bring a correction to the church, because they were, you know, because when a prophet gives a word, how do you know that prophet is real? How do you know that is an accurate word? Because then if you go to Jeremiah, you got all kinds of things. He said, these prophets are prophesying, but they prophesied under the spirit of divination, under the spirit of witchcraft. So we are in a church where there's chaos and confusion in the house, in the body of Christ. So God has to bring an awakening and shaking to get our attention. And this is the season that God has reserved prophets. He has put them in the cave because we're dealing with a strong spirit, which is that is one of these spirits, the spirit that is a strong spirit. It's that spirit is so prominent and so settled within the body of Christ. Because what the devil wants at this point is the spirit of Jezebel, controlling spirit, Ahab spirit, because whenever there's a prophetic coming in the earth, as you look around, it's talking about control, the coronavirus, all this stuff was already played out. There's nothing new under the sun. This is nothing new. God has his prophets, his apostles that have been waiting, that are speaking the heart of God. So Jeremiah was one that had to speak a word he was not like. And then God, what God gave him after he called them as a young man, and then he said this, and the Lord, I'm sorry, and the Lord, behold, I knew you. And he said, I knew you. And then he talked about he knew him. And then he came and said, but the Lord said to me, do not, what did it say? I'm only but a youth. So it doesn't matter. You're a youth. God will develop you. God will groom you as a prophet.
That's good.
He will raise
that's good right
you
there.
Up. And mm-hmm. you know, he'll help you get through that. And it's because you don't know. You don't know. It's the Holy Spirit is the one that will get you to that place. And if I believe the fivefold ministry in the church, you need the fivefold ministry in the church. You need the prophet. You need the prophets. He will point you out. He will act. That's why people hate prophets. There was one prophet said, every time this prophet says something, he's saying something bad. I don't want to hear another prophet. I hate this. So that prophet, that prophet, he hates that prophet because he's going to give an accurate word. He's going to say, thus says the Lord. There's no compromise with that prophet. So when that's a heavyweight prophet, but you're dealing with a high-ranking spirit that is in the land. Mark this down. You're dealing with a high-ranking spirit because you got to understand that the Bible said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities, rulers of government, spirits of wickedness in high places. So you're dealing with territory spirits. You're dealing with spirits that are in high rank, you know, that are in the kingdom. So we're facing high-ranking spirits, ranks, colonels, lieutenants, or however you want to put it, that we're facing the church. And that's why God has the prophet that is going to speak the heart of God, whether you like it or not, because it is the Lord.
You got to be
huh?
And you have to put the characteristic of a prophet is he has to be fearless, which we call controversial today.
Yeah, and so he was walking. Well, and it's going right with you. Then says, Pastor, he said, "Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you and declare the Lord." So he's getting a call, but now he's getting his assignment. He said, "Look, now he had to be fearful." He said, don't fear. And that's the first thing when you call into a prophet or whatever off you call, the first thing you deal with is fear. Look at Moses. He said, I can't even speak well. God had to get his attention. You know, he said, I can't even speak well. But God came to him strongly, prophetically. He came in the burning bush and he looked, this is strange to me. This is not ordinary.
Gave Aaron and said, you're not going to get out of this. I told you what you're going to do. I said, okay, I'll have Aaron speak for you.
And that's because he tried to make excuses, but when God wants to do something and use you and when he has it on your life, it's on your life. And then people look at you and then people will come and say, and the Lord will confirm that he calls you, it didn't come through no exegesis or homiletics, and I thank God for that. For teaching, but a prophet is one, he has to stay in the presence of God. Moses had to stay on the mountain, and he called him out. He said, look, you go to the mountain, but nobody's coming to that mountain when you are. If you look at Samuel, the prophets always staying in the presence of God. If that prophet is called, if you're called to the prophet, you have to have your ear gate open so you can hear what he's saying. And he said, you know, so, and it, and look, Jeremiah was one that he said, look, God, in the year of Hezekiah, King Hezekiah, I died. I saw the Lord high and lifted up. So a prophet is one has to see. He has to see, you know, through the eyes of God. He sees. He said, sometimes God has to remove people out of your life. And he said, I saw the Lord high lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And then when he began to send an open vision, he had an open vision. He said, I saw the Lord sitting upon the throne.
Can I stop you right there for a second? Can I stop you right there for a second? We don't want to miss this part. I heard a preacher say this. He went to that same scripture. When King Uzziah died, comma, I saw the Lord, which means it was so busy looking at him and following, like we follow the TV shows and blah, blah, blah. He was looking at a celebrity that was King Uzziah. But he didn't get the vision until God had to remove. And that's why sometimes people die, because God knows that they're a distraction to you. You're not going to get to your purpose.
And that's my point. There are times that when a prophet is in when you're called out, God has to remove some people out of your life. And then what you just said, this pity pack on what you said, then he said, I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord high and lifted up. That means that was an open heaven. That was an open heaven, you know. And if you look at Ezekiel, you're just getting me in a vein right now.
Come on,
if
sir.
You look at Ezekiel, when Ezekiel, he had an encounter. He began to see things in the kingdom. He began to see the foulness and the perverted within the house. God was dealing with him. That sometimes prophet would demonstrate for God to make a point. He said, you know, and just hypothetically, go cook in cow did it. This, I know that just gross. Go kick, because this is the sins of Israel. These people, and then he said, go lay on your side. Then he opened up, because the prophet, his eyes got to see and discern, which you can't hide nothing from the prophet. God have exposed it. He'll come to uncover that thing. And what's going on in the earth right now, the hidden things, people that are doing things that are getting away, but God is exposing those things in the house. God is making claim that my church, I'm coming back for the ecclesia, the called out generation, a royal priest, a holy nation. I'm bringing correction in the house, and judgment. When we look at, he said, judgment is beginning in the house of God.
Yep.
And so we're in a place of refining. God is sending a prophetic word that it's not going to be popular, because he has to deal with the church to bring about transformation. So and there's no excuse, but we're in an era that there's awakening, there's a shaking, there's another shaking coming, and that shaking is coming because where's your motive? There's sometimes people have took and misused God, the office of the prophet, and doing all kinds of things that are deception, that are using money and this the spirit of infiltration, the spirit of manipulation, all this has happened, witchcraft, sorcery, in the pulpit, and sometimes people are operating rebelling. A rebellion is a spirit of witchcraft. So the prophets of God is bringing the order. He's bringing alignment. There must be a proper order in the church. And what is your motive? So God is exposing those motives, exposing agendas. But this shaking is coming to expose who you are. Because he said, I'm going to separate the wheat from the tares. So there's got to be a separation. There's got to be a consecration. Then he said, I'm consecrating you to be a prophet. What? Not to just one place, but to the nations. But then Hagar got that word. I'm giving the word. God said, I'm shaking something in the earth. I'm shaking. This is not the devil. This is God said, I'm shaking the heaven. I'm shaking the earth. I'm getting America attention. I'm getting the nation's attention. This is the end time word. And when that spirit of Jezebel, that controlling spirit, went to silence the voice of the prophet and went to silence the voice of the church.
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. And has the voice of the church been silenced since COVID-19? If you don't have, you can't have any services, huh? Preachers ain't preaching. Only one left now, apparently, is the prophet.
Well, God just said, well, Jeremiah, because he got discouraged. If you look at Elijah, he was so discouraged. He said, wait a minute, after he called down fire, he was the one to restore. He restored prophetic prayer. Because if that prophet is not in prayer and that personal intimacy with God, he has to stay before God. And if you and like I said, because you prophesy does not mean that you're a prophet. Good example. I'm going to take it to another level. And Samuel, when Saul was called to be a king, but Samuel had in Rhema, and I forgot what scripture, but I know it's in Samuel, when they had the school of the prophet in Rhema, they were grooming the prophet. They was teaching him. But Saul, because he was among the prophets,
yes,
Lord help me today, because he was among the prophets, that anointing that was on his life, the operating of the spirit of, the Holy Ghost was operating in the spirit of prophecy. So Saul, he began to prophesy with the prophets.
Well, yeah.
But it didn't say he was among the prophets, so that anointing was operating and he began to prophesy.
If the prophet.
So that Moses said, I wish that all with God's people's prophets. But then the subject is so broad, it's so wide that I'm so grateful that we're able to to collaborate on what God is saying. Where are we now? Where we are in the church now? What is God saying to the body? This is the time that God is calling repentance, because we got caught up in so many titles and the Lord had to call his three apostles or disciples. He had to call them out and put them on the Mount of Transfiguration. And Peter, y'all read Peter today. Peter, even though he was just outspoken, he was just, God was just dealing with him. And then Peter began to speak some things on the Mount of Transfiguration. He said, Lord, let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Elijah, one for Moses. So that's an indication that we have got so caught up in the title, in the office, we have took our eyes off of Jesus. And how do you know? If you look at on the Mount of Transfiguration, he didn't take everybody on that Mount of Transfiguration, but that was a prophetic declaration.
Yes, sir.
That was a circle that, he always called them three. Anyway, but I'm saying my point is this. When God wants to prove something, make himself known, he'll do it, because he comes when he speaks and declare what he wants, because his word is already settled. It's already done. There's nothing you can do about it. But he was bringing Jesus on the mountain of Transfiguration. And if you look at his Jesus ministry, he was always before the Father.
Hold on a second. I just had something near you. You said earlier I fired you up. Now you kindling matches here. God can do whatever he wants to do, what he wants to do, and how he wants to do, and you can't do nothing about it because he's sovereign. His word is the law. He is the word. And so there's nothing that can be changed about it. Just get with the flow. If you're listening out there and you're in prison, you're in some place that you should not be in someone's bed, you ain't supposed to be in, get out and repent so you can live eternally. God Almighty, if you're sleeping with another man and you're a man, that's not what God wants. No. Hey, clean it up so you can get to heaven and not hell. Okay, that's the bar is not used too often by preachers and pastors and some prophets. Hell, that's where you're going. With seven times out of the sun. Would a worm die if not? Would smoke will continuously there with this one intact. There is no ending in there, and you will be separated from the presence of God. And I think David said, go ahead, sir.
And I want to bring this out. This is we got to be very careful, even when we get caught up in prophets and the office of the prophets, because now you brought that up because Jesus, he taught. They don't know Jesus was not he was not passive. He was under by his father's business. But also he made a statement in Matthew the 7th chapter. He said, Lord, had not we cast out demons? Had not we laid hands on the sick? Have we did mighty works in your name? A prophet, apostle, have we done? See, God is not looking at your office. That doesn't mean yes, God respect the office, but you can be in the office and operating in the prophetic because God on his word. You said it, Pastor Steve. God can use a donkey to get somebody attention. But watch this. You can still operate under that office and still you can miss it. He said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, and I never knew you. So one scripture says, so you can operate in the gift and the calling because Satan is he's transformed as an angel of light. So what is the fruit of your life? Because there's got to be a transformation. Why? Because the heart of the secret wicked. But we got in the house, in the pulpit, operating under familiar spirit, operating and their life is not pure before God. So it doesn't matter. Oh, Lord, had not prophesied your name? Have I done? No, God is not looking at that. He's looking at your lifestyle. He's looking at, you know, he that had clean hands and a pure heart, who not get the soul to vanity, but, you know, so on to speak, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord from the God of salvation. So this subject is broad. It's just a subject that God is really bringing a divine alignment. And this is God is pruning the church. The church is going through a transformation. The church is going through a separation. The church is going through a consecration. But also God is giving the church, guess what? And it's not about your title. The church needs to go back to the altar. And he said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from the wicked ways, and then we'll hear from heaven. And then if you look at the word repentance, it is a military term. It is a 360-word term. It's a military term. Turn from what? Your wicked ways. And then you'll hear from heaven. This is why we need to, it's no time to point your finger, I'm pointing my finger. This is what we need to do. The Bible said, let a man examine himself. This is the season that we need to examine ourselves. That's why the Bible said, work out your soul salvation. What?
With fear and trembling.
What? The fear of God, we have lost the reverence and the respect of the Holy One. The presence of God. God is hovering over nations and regions. This is why it is so crucial that the church must get back on their face and cry before God. Whenever there was major crisis, the ecclesiastic church would get and they would pray. They would wait in the presence of God. And God has given us a window of space to get it right. This is no time getting by. So I'm just moved by the Holy Spirit. I pray that everything that we are sharing, you that are listening today, I pray that God will give you the clarity that we are in a serious time. We are in a crucial moment. And the scripture says, surely the Lord will do nothing except he revealed the secret things to the servant, his prophets. So
we're
not living. God don't have his church blind. Why? Because he is watching. Watch this. He is watching the nations. He is governing the earth. He is the one that is orchestrating everything that's going on. Russia, Ukraine, all these things that we're seeing. It is just nothing but the fulfillment of what Jesus said. He said, but the end is not. Now, this is what I'm going to say. this shaking, this waking has brought the church out of a mindset. Because now, what is the mandate? Where are we now at the church? This is one of the greatest moves of the Holy Spirit. This shaking and this wakening is bringing the church to a place of repentance, but it's bringing the church to a place where it's not just church as usual. It's not just before the four corners of the wall. We're dealing with ministry, End Time Harvest, Global Ministry. That's not about the name, because people worship the names, and we've got that eye, but I want to bring up our mandate in the city, because we're seeing murders. We're seeing all kinds of violence. A woman just got murdered, 7 years old. 7 years old,
yeah,
she got,
yeah,
murdered. That's a contract. That's an assault. The Bible says righteous off the nation, but sin bring reproach. So this Satan is sending ammunition. But this is the time that fasting, praying, seeking the heart of God. If you look at the scripture, man of God, when Jehoshaphat seeing the multitude of issues and within that dispensation, he brought the people together, and he brought all the cities of Judea and all the cities, and they went and they fasted and they prayed and they called upon Jesus. They called upon the Lord, and God sent a prophetic word. What he said this, watch this. He said, when they were praying, they came together. We got so much bias, prejudice, ego tripping in the church. You get in the altar, man, you ego, because now I'm bishop, this is my church. No, it ain't your church. He said, feet upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail.
Prophet, are you saying that if a pastor puts his name on a church, that's not his church?
He's just under the umbrella of the kingdom. That's the operation. The chief bishop, the apostle of our soul is Christ. The one that was rejected became the what? Chief cornerstone. We're under the umbrella and the government and the operating of the Holy Spirit. He is the working is not us. It's the working of the Holy Spirit. That's why the word, he said, it's not Zuzabel, this mountain. And then he said, it's not by might. It's not by power. But it's by my spirit, says the Lord. Then he said, this mountain should be moved. I'm just perfect, shall be moved.
Mm-hmm.
So we are operating under the working. This is what we need to understand. We are operating on the working of the Holy Spirit, because the Satan can transform. He can do signs of wonder. He can prophesy, whatever. But when we are under the umbrella and the ministration of the government of heaven, the operation of the Holy Spirit, there'll be a manifestation. But God, the Holy Spirit, is grieved. He's harming in the church. Nations are being shaken. They're wondering, because God is bringing the church to repentance. And if you are worshiping your bishop or your pastor, you caught up and just keep calling his name. Whenever they start to make Jesus a king, I was telling one of my sons earlier today, I said, look, don't lift my name. Guess what? Lift up Jesus, because guess what? We can get so caught up that you'll make your leader out of an idol. And that's dangerous, because it becomes
a worship. Wait a minute. Where are you going? You're going too far now. There you are.
Oh, I'm right in line.
No.
Wait a second.
Hold a second. Dr. McKenzie. Are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay. Who does he sound like?
Haven't
you heard that before?
I was sitting here thinking, I don't think he sounded like even.
Just go back to sleep.
Who does he sound like? Huh?
I was saying, he sounds like me. We've talked about this kind of controversial stuff before, because folks don't like this. That's what I'm saying. Some folks worship pastors to the point of a pastor has people in the church actually coming to his house, mowing his lawn, cutting his grass, cooking food, made a dented servant. This is nonsense.
Well,
but
he shouldn't have the staff of the church coming to his house to do those kinds of things. No, absolutely not.
Well, that's how far it has gone. Let me see if I remember. Sweetheart, are you still there?
Say it again?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay, I was talking to my wife here. Okay, well, what's your interpretation of Prophet Michael Dunn? What do you think about his soliloquy?
I think that what he said was, well, of course, I'm going to be in agreement with him. Everything he said is real, and it's all God's word. And we know that God's word doesn't return back void. So everything he said, I'm for it. That's it.
All right. And tell us, Prophet Dunn, tell us about your church.
Well, we call it a church without walls.
Uh-huh.
When I say church without walls, because 2019, where we operated, we were at Coppin State College. We were operating in Coppin, and, you know, we were always geared to street ministry. The heart of God is souls. We have neglected the operating of you know, the soul. What is the mandate? What is God saying to us as the body of Christ? And I'm talking about kingdom, and mm-hmm. not just organization. Churches are what has separated us. And I'm just this is just my faith and what I believe. What I'm seeing in the church is denomination has separated the church. Organization has separated the church, and institution have said the church. The church is not an institution. The church is not an organization, because denominations have actually, and we look at the Great Awakening within biblical, Marshall Seymour, he was William Seymour, whatever, I can't think, it was a great revival. Back then, in those days, there was prejudice and there was all kinds of things. But God used this man as a trailblazer to bring about revival, and he was black. But and so what God did, they came from that. It was called Pentecost, Azusa Street revival. So God, we're in a phase right now that it's not just business as usual, because what the church have done, they've gone back to their own format. And God has override. No, that's not what he's at. He did the shaking and the waking to get our attention, because it's not about your agenda. What is the agenda of the kingdom? How many of us said, Lord, what is your agenda? What are you saying to me? What are you saying to the Bible? I mean, to the church, to the leaders, to the apostles, the prophet. We got so many churches in Baltimore. We got a church on every corner. And if the power of God was truly moving and operating, we will see a transformation. Because Philip went down in Samaria, he wasn't even a prophet. He went down in Samaria, and the city was turned upside down. There was transformation. So what are we missing when we got the streets are being shed with blood? We young men are being shot, which is a contract from hell. It is assault, is assassination. They're snipers in the spirit. This is spiritual warfare. These are the heights, and we can't look at. What's behind the scene? It's something behind the scene. When a director or filmmaker is making a movie, you don't see everything behind the scene. You see the cast, but you don't see the depth. So the devil is behind the scene, manipulating, watching, studying the church. I call it spiritual intelligence, because we got to understand, you can't outsmart demonic spirit. They are eternal fallen demons. They are conscious, and that's why you call it familiar spirit, witchcraft, sorcery. So there's so many things that we can elaborate, but the church, as we are, our mandate is to hit the streets, and declare the kingdom. And then the next thing is to pray. See, the church has been so lackadaisy that when the scriptures told, when he was talking to of the scripts, and he said, go back to your first love. John sing it, go back to your first love. Because we had got so lukewarm, and what are we missing? What is God saying to the nation? What is God saying to Baltimore? We've seen so many murders within the last week. These are threats. These are assaults. This is Satan walking up down the earth seeking he may devour. We're in a crucial time. But I believe this, Pastor Steve, and woman of God, you that are listening, I certainly believe that God is possessing the church, because he says, the gates of hell, Peter, upon this rock, I will build my church, ecclesia, a remnant. There's not a big remnant. It's a small remnant in the earth that's going to have an impact. But we're coming into a great awakening. So whenever there was crisis in the land, God always called his people to the altar. God gave us a word, 24-hour prayer summit. We are praying and we are recruiting people around the clock. Those that, 24-hour prayer summit, we call it, running a race. There's a marathon prayer summit, where we are actually praying around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We've been praying, and we've been praying for this city, praying for the nation, praying for the young man, pray for those in authority. What are we doing? Are we gossip? Are we backbiting? Are we going? God never, look, we may not like those in office, and we may give our opinion, but if we go to the scripture, let's stay in the word. He said, pray for those in authority. And that's what we're missing. Pray for them, yes. And then he said, when the righteous in authority, the city rejoices.
That's right.
The church is the light of the, he said, a city upon the hill cannot be hidden. But that we come to church, we entertain. We got all this stuff coming into church, and there's no change. So what I said on the mountain transfiguration, he said, let us make three tabernacles, one for Moses, one. And then the Lord showed his glorified body. And then he said, this is my beloved son, whom I'm well pleased. Glorify him. And what they seen, they didn't see Moses. They didn't see Jeremiah. But guess what they said? And the scripture declared and said, who they seen? Jesus only. Jesus. And that's what we need to see in this last day. We need to see Jesus only.
All right, Prophet, got to break you. I'm going to do some things here. And first, give say you're recruiting. So give a number so folks can actually, call you.
Okay. I got another number. I got to get with you, Pastor Steve, to get that number.
You got an email?
Yeah, I got an email. My email is mdunn5757@gmail.com.
You got a Gmail?
Yeah, email. Gmail.
How long have I been doing it? How long have I been doing it? We've been doing it.
I'll be 65 in July coming up. We've been in that arena for years, and I want to let you know it's not about me. Everything that you heard today, please, Jesus, when they tried to give him prompts, he withdrew from the prayer because he said they're trying to make me king. So
yeah,
he withdrew himself.
All right,
he left the scene. I'll be 65 coming up. 65. We've been on one another. I mean, we have been out in text, but God would always allow me to link when I came down City Hall that day, Steve.
Yep.
When I came down City Hall that day, the mandate, guess what? We were praying before y'all got there. God said, no, stop talking about these leaders and start praying for them. I said, this is going to be unorthodox because he said, I want the church to start praying for these for what's going on. So and that's another subject. I'm going to leave that alone. But, that's where we are. We're looking to hit the streets as never before.
Okay. Yeah, and promise to the hall, too, because and we'll be back
and
down
also,
there. Actually.
Also, we're meeting every Sunday with Pastor, Pastor Green, Divine Hand Ministry. We're over there on 48, you know what's over there, Pastor Steve. We're over there. Yeah, we're over there. And we have a prayer summit. We are at the altar. We're praying for nations. We're praying for the abortion, that spirit of that
murder,
that high ranking spirit of Jezebel control when the silence of war. But prayer will bring transformation. Fasting and prayer will bring a mighty deliverance. And this is where we're going to see revival coming. Revival is getting ready in our nation. Revival is getting ready in the nation. But that shaking is coming. That shaking is coming. And he said, how do you see the church now in its full glory? He said, now the church is coming. The silver is mine. The gold is mine. But this, how do you see it now? We're going to see the glory. When this shaking period is over, watch this. The glory is going to fill the house.
Tune in now. I will say to every listener, if you're still listening, that meet us at City Hall again this Wednesday at, I believe, 6:30. We're going to be down there supporting Tawanda Jones, a guest on this program many times. She is talking about the fact that her family still doesn't know the cause of death or any indictments in the murder of her brother, Tyrone West. And this has been going on between two state's attorneys, and they want change. So if you're up for that, then come on out with your boots on, and let's get done. All right, listen, this has been, thank you, every caller. Thank you, Prophet Dinah, my special guest. Thank you, Dr. Lieber.
The God's in the door.
Yeah, Dr. Lieber McKenzie Jr. He don't come out for everything. He's got to be special. And to my lovely wife, Dean. Thank you so much. And most of all, to God, who gives the life and who has given it a voice so that you will know, whoever you are, that God lives. He's the King. He is superior. And he has a heart for you. Amen. It's been another Elevation Radio 1 moment.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.